One of the movies that I kindly remember when I finally have enough comprehension of English and I found relatable was the movie named Forrest Gump. And at first, as a kid at that time, I think this is stupid. I just don't get the story. How come everyone was talking about it, you know? But as I grew older and older, and as I rewatched the movie for the second and third time, I finally get the message. Forrest Gump talked much about the message of simple goodness and faithful love, even if it means that no one had to go through life with many trials in between, even if we are being tested and tried. And Forrest Gump and his message trying to tell us to render good and justice from the bottom of our hearts, even if those who are around us might not appreciate it, or even when life gives us lemons. Over and over again, Forrest Gump seemed to make a lot of choices that we as ordinary people would say, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't make those choices. But all of us have to remember, like Forrest, huh? We have that capacity, the capacity to be kind and good from the bottom of our heart. Like Forrest Gump, my mama always said. My own mom used to teach and remind my brother and I often to remember those who have done good to us and help us and to repay them for their kindness. She also taught us and reminded us often to be humble and to give ourselves to other people without counting the cost, since, quote unquote, she said, heaven knows and sees our deeds. I got to admit to you, what my mama said wasn't easy. It's not easy. However, Palm Sunday reminds us of the ultimate love of Christ given to us, even when we dealt and returned it to him in unkind, selfish, destructive, unfair, and unimaginable ways. We are called to be like Christ, not just in his glory and his resurrection, but how we conform ourselves to his passion, his suffering, and his death as well. For the cross leads us to the tomb, and only from the tomb to the resurrection that changed everything. Christ had taught us to embrace all things out of love and for love. It isn't easy, yet this is who we are. And this is what we're called to do as Christians. This is our identity and our mission in Christ Jesus. We are not expected to be successful, nor expect to have all things be handled at all times, nor can life be easy. But we are expected and are called to carry the cross, to conform our lives and to become more Christ-like in our very faith journey, not only in the good times when everything goes right, but also in trying times when we have to carry the cross, the burden by ourselves. My brothers and sisters, as Christians, we will experience both joy and sorrow, the highs of being proclaimed and welcomed by the city like Jesus Christ today on Palm Sunday, to the lows, the valley of being betrayed, abandoned, unjustly condemned, and hung on the cross for the sake of love. Remember, in the midst of the highs and the lows, we are being reminded of what really matters. When we hear Jesus tells us, this is my body, this is my blood given up for you. And we have heard today too, forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they are doing. Or also the two simple words, I thirst on the cross. I thirst for your love. And the ultimate words of trust, when nothing seemed to make sense at the last moment, when we ourselves as human would be locked in despair and give up, Jesus said, "Into your hands, Father, I commend my spirit." My brothers and sisters, there will be moments of our lives when we will feel both extremes, but we are being reminded that we are not alone. Christ Jesus understands. He walked them, and he will always be with us on our faith journey as well.